Rain finally wound down across a big part of the Midwest over the course of the weekend, ending a prolonged period of rainy weather. But it's not over completely, because we are going to see more precipitation develop as we go through this week. Rain totals during the period from Friday through this morning ranged anywhere from 1 to around 3.5 inches, and that occurred from parts of Missouri into portions of Ohio primarily. Lighter rains occurred to the north. We did see a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to around 0.4 inches occur most often. Some 3/4 inch totals occurred in parts of Michigan, and more than 1 inch fell in portions of southeastern sections of Minnesota and the immediate neighboring areas of both Iowa and Wisconsin. Well, the forecast is for these areas in the Midwest to see more rain later this week. But first, a cool high-pressure system settled into the region overnight last night, creating some frost and freeze conditions across a part of the upper Midwest once again. Most of the temperatures were above freezing, but we did see frost in quite a few locations. Might have burned back some new vegetative growth and development. The forecast does bring back rain to the western Corn Belt later tonight and tomorrow. We'll expect this precipitation to first focus in on Nebraska and parts northward into the Dakotas. But as we move into the day Tuesday, rain will likely occur from Missouri to Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin before further moving eastward across the rest of the Midwest late tomorrow and into Wednesday. The precipitation coming up this week is not going to be as heavy as that which occurred last week, but it is still additional moisture. The biggest problem we've had over the course of the weekend is that even though drier weather evolved, temperatures were much cooler than usual, with afternoon highs running in the 50s and 60s across the upper Midwest, and 60s and some lower 70s in the rest of the Midwest. These temperatures were just not quite warm enough to take some of the excessive amounts of moisture out of the Midwest, and it will take a little bit more drying before fieldwork can become aggressive again. Unfortunately, the rain event coming up this week will be back in place before there's enough drying to really get aggressive in the fields. And by the time we're done with this week's precipitation, which will run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3/4 inch, except in the northwestern Corn Belt, where some totals over an inch will occur. But that is too much moisture. It puts back all of the moisture that was evaporated away over the course of the weekend and leaves many of these unplanted soybean fields still unplanted, with very little prospects of getting into the fields in a significant manner. Temperatures over these next few days will rebound a little bit. We'll expect to see the high temperatures getting back into the 70s across a big part of the region, with some lower 80s across the south. Now, we will see that evolve as we get into the second half of this week. In the meantime, 60 and 70 degree readings will be common across many areas here today. We'll look for low temperatures at night, not quite as cold as this morning, but we'll likely see some upper 30s occurring across the Great Lakes region, while the rest of the Midwest sees 40s and some 50s. As we get into the end of the week and during the weekend, we'll probably see a little bit of a further warming trend take place ahead of the next storm system, which is due into the region as early as Saturday and will continue into the first part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.